Tommy. I felt the Spirit quicken me and give me something. And if you would, I'm going to read some scripture out of the book of Joel. And we'll get started onto this message here. My heart's been burdened. It's been full, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
Thinking about people. People that's walked away from God in this life, Brother Chuck.
Come on.
He's walked away. And the Lord will help me. I want to preach to you about the restoring of apostasy. If you would, let's read in Joel. We'll start chapter 1. We'll get into this. And I'm trying to see what I did with my note here that I had. How did it disappear that fast? Praise God. All right. We're going to read in Joel, J-O-E-L, the book of Joel.
Yes.
First chapter. Amen. Then the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Has this been in your days, or even in the days of your father? He's asking him a question, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
Has this been in your days? He's putting a question in their mind. I want you to remember something he's saying.
Yeah.
I want you to think back. I want you to remember, has this been in your days? Or has it been in the days of your fathers? In other words, has it been in the past? Yeah. I'm asking you. I want you to think back and remember, has it been in the past? And he asked him, he said, tell your children of it.
Yeah.
And let your children tell their children and their children another generation.
Come on.
That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten up. And that which the locust hath left, the canker worm hath eaten. And that which the canker worm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Amen. He was asking, what you think back? Do you remember when these times, how bad they was? When the canker worm began to eat everything? And you know what? I believe they begin to think, and they begin to remember and think back about the times, amen, that when God has sent things their way, amen, and because of their disobedience and because of their wickedness, God, I believe they begin to think back. Amen. And begin to remember when Jeremiah was there in 7. These men of old, he said, you men, he said, can't you remember these days? Don't you remember the times? Doesn't it click into you when these times shall come? And what happened because of the sin and because of the wickedness of mankind upon earth?
Yeah.
Do you remember what God has said? That's what he's asking. He's putting that question to him, Brother Jason. I want you to remember and I want you to think back of what God did, amen, because of the wickedness.
Thank you, Lord.
And Jeremiah, I believe some of them probably thought back of what Jeremiah chapter 7 and 12. He told him to think back in Jeremiah.
Right.
He said, and the Lord spoke to him through Jeremiah. He said, think back at what I did to my place in Shiloh. Think back at what happened to my place that I called my name.
Yeah.
I put my name in that church, in that tabernacle in Shiloh. That was my home. That was my place. But I want you to think back of what I had to do to it because of your wickedness and because of your sin.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
It's a serious thing, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
Sin that people just sit there and want to laugh it off anymore and think nothing about it. Oh, this little sin's fine. That little sin's fine.
Come on,
they want to laugh it off.
Yeah. Come on now.
But God looks at it very seriously.
Very serious.
He has in the past.
Right.
He has now, and he will in the future.
Yes. Yes.
He looks at sin very seriously. Now I want to talk to you about a restoration of apostasy. What is apostasy? The meaning of apostasy is an act of refusing to continue to follow, to obey, or to recognize a religious faith.
Yes.
An abandonment of a previous loyalty.
Oh, that's right.
A backslider.
Yep.
Apostasy. Somebody giving up because times got too hard. Somebody giving up, amen, and walking away from the Lord because things got too tough. Because the enemy decided to come against them in a mighty strong way, and they've given up. They've given over to apostasy. They're giving up on their faith.
Right, you're right.
Paul warned about it. John warned about it. Jesus warned about it. Even through all the New Testament, they warned about giving up on it and turning around and walking away. Jesus even asked his 12 disciples one time. He said, "Who does man, son of man, say that?" He gave them, you know what? He's telling them that to drink of his blood and eat of his flesh. And he was talking spiritual. And they was carnal. And they couldn't comprehend what he's. And they want us. He wants us to eat his flesh, drink his blood. And they thought he was crazy.
Yes.
And the Bible says, and many turned and walked with him no more.
Turned and walked away.
They turned and walked away.
Oh, God.
He didn't want nothing to do with it. Jesus looked at his 12. Will you go away also? Are you going to go away also because of my teachings, because of my word that I'm giving to you? Are you going to walk away? Paul said, have I become your enemy because I've told you the truth? Hey, the truth, brother, tell me, nobody seems like they want it anymore. They want something that's going to satisfy their wrongdoings. They want something that's going to justify what they're doing wrong. And God's word says it's wrong. It's wrong, church. It's wrong, people. I'm telling you. But God, oh man, before I get into this, oh, but there can be a restoration. God can restore. Hey, but anyway, they was thinking back. No doubt they thought back about when Jeremiah, God spoke to Jeremiah about it. He said, remember my house in Shiloh, what I did. What happened? What happened in Shiloh? Shiloh was where Joshua set up the temple, the house of God, where he said, where he put the ark.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
And that was where God dwelt. God said, that was my place. I put my name there. And because of the wickedness, because of men's, I was wanting to worship other gods and other idols. He said, I had to do. What did he have to do? He had to let it be destroyed. He had to let it be overrun by the enemy. And he had to bring, amen, judgment because of their wickedness.
Yeah.
Joel says, can't you remember?
Can't you remember?
Can't you remember what happened back then?
Oh, God.
And how I had to deal with it?
Yes.
Think back. Eli was the prophet at that time. And he let that light go out in the house of God.
Yes, he did. Oh, God.
We're letting the light go out in the house of God across this world. We're letting God's light go out, Brother Tommy, in the house of God. The truth isn't told anymore. There's no light shed on sin anymore in the pulpit. Nobody wants to reveal it anymore. They've letting the light go out in the house of God. And God said, I had to bring judgment upon and destroy my house.
Yes. Dear Lord.
So God calls Samuel. Samuel? Sam, I'm getting somewhere. Just stay with me here.
Come on.
I'm getting somewhere. God calls little Samuel. Samuel. He gets up. Runs to Eli. You call him, Master? Just a little boy.
Yeah.
Just a little boy. No, I didn't call you. Go back. Go back and lay down.
Yeah.
He goes back and lays down. Samuel. Samuel. Gets up and runs to Eli again. Did you call me, Master? No, son, I didn't. Go back and lay down.
Lay down.
The Lord spoke again. Samuel. And he runs back to Eli. He said, Eli told him, he said, if you hear the voice again, answer, hear my Lord.
Hear my Lord.
Hear my Lord speak. So God told Samuel, Samuel, yes, Lord, hear my. Here's what I'm going to do to the house of Eli.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to let happen.
Dear Lord.
Because of the sin. Because Eli was allowing his sons to commit the sin, amen, in the temple of God, in God's house. He was allowing them to commit adultery, fornication, and all other types of evilness.
Right.
God said, I'm bringing judgment.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was several years down the road. Eli could have straightened those boys out. He could have. He had time. God was going to give him mercy. Every time before judgment comes, God gives a chance of mercy. Know that. You'll read where God gives mercy.
Right.
Every time before judgment comes. Woo. And then when nobody responds, Brother Tommy, judgment comes. God said, enough is enough.
Right.
And then he sends the judgment.
Right.
Oh, God. You're
So God revealed to Samuel what he's going to do. And he tells Samuel, or Eli asked Samuel the next day, what did the Lord tell you? Tell me, son, you better tell me. Well, here's what I told you. Well, here's what God told me.
Yeah.
And Samuel spills it out to him. And Samuel says, well, if that's God, God's way, then so be it. What God will say, what God will do, that'll happen. And it was a few years later on down the road, Brother Jason, God decided it was time. I've given them time to repent.
Right.
I have given them time to make things right. I have given Eli time, amen, in Israel to quit worshiping other idols, to quit their sinning, to stop their wickedness. He said, I have given them time, and they did not take that time.
Woo.
So they went out to battle.
Yeah.
And the battle's on.
Yeah.
They get out there to battle. And God pulls his hand from them.
Come on.
He pulls his hand from him, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
He pulls his mercy from him. He said, enough was enough. I've given him time. And Brother Chuck, God pulls his hands of mercy back and judgment comes. And the Philistines overtakes a man Israel. And they begin to defeat him. And they destroy him. And one left surviving comes running from the camp and says, Eli, I come to bring you news. Tell me, son, what's going on? What's going on in the war? What's happening? He said, the Philistines had overtaken us. They have killed your two sons. They have died by the sword. And worst of all, they have taken the ark of God in captivity. And Eli was so stunned and so distraught, he fell backwards off his seat and broke his neck. For he was an old man. Judgment came to the house of Eli. Judgment came to Israel. You can read so many times in the Old Testament of how God brought judgment to Israel because of their wickedness. Because of their disobedience. Because, amen, of their apostasy. Because they decided they didn't want God anymore. They wanted to serve Baal. They wanted to serve somebody else.
Amen.
God said, give him a time. God gave the world 120 days in Noah's day.
120 years.
120 years, yes. Not 120 days. 120 years of mercy.
Mercy.
Of mercy.
Mercy, Lord. Mercy.
From the day one that he told Noah, build yourself an ark because I'm going to destroy the world because of their wickedness. So much anger and hate. So much violence. The Bible says violence filled the land.
Yes.
120 years, Noah preached.
Yeah.
Said, judgment's coming.
Judgment.
Judgment's coming.
Oh.
I'm building this boat. God said to build it. God said to get it ready. He said, in all those that will and repent and want to be saved can get in. Nobody wanted to get in. 120 years of mercy.
Oh God. Oh God.
Nobody wanted anything to do with that crazy man Noah. Nobody wanted to do with that crazy man Noah. There was a preaching of a judgment and of water coming out of the sky that they had never seen before.
Yeah.
Floods coming up from the ground that they had never seen before.
Right.
You're crazy, Noah. You're off your rock. That's the very same thing that they're calling us, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
The mocking is going on. The mockery is happening. Oh, they're saying Jesus is coming. They keep telling us Jesus is coming, but we haven't seen anything of his coming yet. We haven't seen nothing of. We've never seen nothing like that. And they're mocking, Brother Tommy.
Yes, they are.
Holy, 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 holy.
Am I saying that this pandemic is a judgment for God? That's not what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know if it is. But it's got all the makings of it. It's got all the makings. We have shed innocent blood.
We
have killed millions and millions and millions of unborn babies.
You're right.
And now they're wanting to kill them at birth. They're wanting to kill them right at birth now. America and the world is wanting, amen, to abort children. The shedding of innocent blood.
Yes.
And they think that we're going to get by? When the world didn't get by back in Noah's day, they didn't get by for the innocent blood that they were shedding then. What makes you think we're going to get by now?
Come on,
my Lord, my God. Why can't we see this? Why can't we understand that judgment's coming?
Judgment.
Yeah, God. Three years ago, I saw this in a dream. And I told the church about it.
Yeah.
And it's panning out, Brother Jason.
Come on. Oh, God.
I told people judgment's coming, and they've mocked me, and they've called me crazy. They told me, well, I would never say nothing like that.
Come on.
I said, because you don't believe God's word. It's all through God's word.
All through
God's word.
You're right, Brother.
All through God's word. Joe says, can't you remember? I want you to remember. Think back. Think back of what I had to do. Think back to the Noah's time. Think back, amen, when I had to bring judgment so many different times because your wickedness, because your evilness.
God brought judgment.
Yeah. God brought judgment.
You're right, Brother.
Oh, God.
God brought judgment.
Yeah.
He told Noah, he said, I'll put a rainbow in the sky, and that's going to be a sign for you.
Yes.
It's going to be a sign for you, Noah, and the animals, that I make this promise, I make this covenant. It was a sign of a covenant. Brother Tommy, that he made a sign of covenant.
Yep.
The rainbow. That I'll never destroy again with water.
Come on now. Oh, God.
But he didn't say he would never destroy it. He just said he wouldn't destroy it again with water.
Right. Water.
He said, but next time.
Next time.
So you're saying, God, it's going to happen again?
Oh, God.
God, you're saying it's going to happen again? Is that what you're saying? You're telling us judgment's coming again? You're telling us, amen, we're going to experience something, amen, that we've never experienced before in our time? They have down through the years. And God said that the final judgment is coming. Amen, there's a judgment coming. He said, I will destroy the earth no longer by water, but I'm going to destroy it by fire next time. He's going to purge it next time because man has wicked. His wickedness, amen, has stained the world. His innocent blood has stained. He told Cain, he said, I hear the sound of your brother's blood crying from the ground. I hear innocent blood crying from the ground. When Cain slew his brother, what makes you think God ain't hearing the cries of the innocent blood of all the babies that we're taking the life of to this day? The whole world, Brother Jason.
Yes.
We're destroying the very life that God has given us. We're, mankind is destroying it, and God's saying, I'm going to bring judgment again.
Oh, judgment again.
Hey, Lord.
Mercy.
Yeah, mercy. We've been having mercy.
Oh, yes, we have. God.
Since almost 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Since God sent His only Son into the world. Since God sent His only Son, Jesus, into the world.
Yes.
That is the other new covenant. He was and is the new covenant that God set.
Yeah, right.
To live upon Him. But there can be a restoration.
Yes,
there can be a restoring.
Come on now.
Also.
Yes.
David said in Psalms 23, Lord, thou restore my soul.
My soul. Restore. Yeah.
He said, Lord, what are you talking about, David? There is something wrong with your soul that you needed to restore. Yes, sometimes, Brother Jason, we need restored in our soul. Sometimes, amen, Brother Tommy, this walk down here, amen, makes us feel so unclean, amen, and the devil attacks. And sometimes David said, Lord, you restored my soul.
Woo.
What's he saying? He's saying, he makes it brand new.
Thank you.
He makes it brand new.
Brand new.
He makes it brand new.
Hallelujah.
Though a righteous man fall, seven times. Listen, he makes us brand new, Brother Jason.
Yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
If he tells us to forgive one another seven times, 70 in one day.
One day.
How many more times do you think he's going to forgive us? He will, Brother Tommy. He can restore.
Right.
He can restore. We was out and about the other day. Had to go to the store after a few things. Wearing a mask, you know. Didn't have the gloves. Wearing the mask. We walk up to the store there and all these. And the woman out there side there cleaning the buggies, disinfecting the buggies. Me and JoJo, my wife, we walk up there. And she said, only one family member at a time in the store. I said, okay. I said, I'll go in because the only thing I was wanting is some bread.
Yeah.
They're the only ones, Brother Tim, that's got the no-carb bread. But anyhow, I went by there and went on in there. And several people wearing masks and gloves. And they had the aisles marked 6 foot. Stop here. At the register, stop here. Stop here. And that's where you had to stop.
Yeah.
But walking up on the way in, I looked at everything that was going on, and I told my wife, I said, honey, I said, welcome to the new America.
Yeah.
Am I saying this is the way it's going to be all the time? No, that's not what I'm saying. But will things get back to normal? No, that's not what I'm saying either. I don't know that. To be honest with you, it don't look like it's going to get back to normal. Maybe some things, but there's going to be a lot of other things that's going to change, be different. New laws is going to be implemented. New restrictions is going to be implemented. New things is coming, Brother Chuck.
Yeah.
I can see the mark of the beast coming through the pipe.
Yes, sir.
They're already talking about it.
Come on, Brother
Tom. The global ID, whether you've been vaccinated or not, whether you've had it or not.
Come on.
I can see it's all coming through the pipe, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
We're at the threshold. We are at the threshold. We're at the door. He's even at the door. The Bible says he's even at the door when we see all these things come to pass. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes, he is.
But there can be a restoration. There can be a restoring. I like going to the old car shows sometimes, you know, that they have downtown and what they call cruise-ins. I like going around walking, looking at the old cars, Brother Chuck, the old muscle cars that they restore. They took from junk.
Yeah.
That they would take from just rust buckets to nothing, Brother Tommy, and restore the whole thing. And make it look brand new. There's people that does that. But then there's people, when they got a problem with a car, when you repair something breaks down, you take it off, you repair it, you put it back on, or you'll go get a new one and you'll put it back on.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're restoring it back to its original.
That's it. Yeah.
You're restoring it back to the way it's supposed to be. You're restoring it back to where it's supposed to run right.
Yeah.
You're restoring these things back, amen, that breaks down mechanically, amen, and you're going there. Let me tell you something. Jesus is in the business of restoring lives back, Brother Tommy, to where they're supposed to be. Jesus is in the business, church, of restoring lives. You say, what you don't understand, I've done this, and I've done that, and I've got away from God, and I picked up doing this, and I picked up doing that. But God said, if you'll come back and repent, amen, and cry unto me, he said, I will restore you. I'll make it brand new. All those that are in Christ Jesus, amen. He said, all things are passed away. That old rust bucket is passed away. The old nature man is passed away. And behold, all things have become new.
Praise
God.
Glory.
People have old cars, Brother Chuck. And you'll see them. You can drive down the road and see them out behind people's houses. Weeds growing up inside of them. Old rust buckets laying there, sitting there. Rusting away.
Yeah.
I can't fix it. Can't afford to fix it. So they push it off to the side somewhere, Brother Tommy, and they just let it go. And it sits there for years, and it gets dust. Rodents, man, they find their way into it, and they begin to make nests.
Yeah.
Just like the devil. Just like the devil. When we sin, we give up on God. And we embrace apostasy. In other words, we give up. Say, Lord, I can't go. I can't go anymore. I can't do this anymore. And they give up, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
They push the things of God aside. And they're out in the field somewhere now. Spiritually speaking. They're out in the field somewhere now. Sins are eaten away at their lives. Sin is eaten away at their lives. It's a representation of the rust that you can see on an old car is the sin eaten away at their lives.
Yeah.
But then there's those guys that comes by and they'll say, can I buy that? You want to sell that old car? Yeah, go. Just some people say, if you haul it out of here, you can have it.
Yeah.
Or some people say, yeah, I'll take $100 for it. And those guys, well, they'll buy those cars, Brother Tommy, and they'll take them back. And they'll strip them down. And they'll get rid of the rust. And they'll get new parts. And they'll repair parts. And before you know it, within a year or so, Hey, Brother Chuck, that's a brand spanking looking new car. Big old nice muscle car, praise God. I like to find an old 60, an old 68 Mustang Mach 1. Hey, man, and restore that bad boy. That was my muscle car growing up. I love them things. Still like them. Still like to see them going down the road. Hey, man, and restore them bad boys. Those, to me, those was always an awesome muscle car. But guys will take those and they'll put lots of money into them.
Yeah.
And they'll restore them.
Yeah.
And they'll make them look sweet. I mean sweet. Don't you think Jesus can do that with your life?
Come on.
Satan has destroyed your lives.
Glory.
He's destroyed your marriages. He has destroyed your children's lives.
Yeah.
Amen. You've let down on God. You've backed up on God. Amen. You've gone into apostasy. You've given up on God. And now the rust has taken over. Satan has come in. The locust is eaten. The locust is eating the trees. The locust is eating them.
Come on now.
Like Joel was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holy God.
And now, this type of judgment that we're looking at, I'm going to call it that, okay?
Yeah.
If you don't want to call it that, that's fine. But this judgment we're looking at is stirring the hearts of people.
Yes, sir.
It's stirring the hearts, Brother Tommy.
Yes, sir.
I was sitting on the porch yesterday, Brother Jason, yesterday morning, meditating upon God, sitting there, looking out, drinking a cup of coffee, just thinking on the Lord. And I felt like I felt in my spirit, God saying, there's so many that's wanting to come back to God, but Satan has got you to a point to where you don't think God will forgive you anymore. Satan has got you to a point that you don't that you don't think that God can help you in your condition. Satan has got you to a point because it's been so long, amen, since you've been with God. He's got you to a point, amen, where you think, amen, you think, he's got you thinking that God can never take you back. God can never forgive you. God can never restore you. But I'm here to tell you something. God is a God of second chance. God is a God of a chance, amen, that'll take you back. If you crawl, amen, fall on your knees, call out to him.
Yeah.
He's able, amen, and he can restore what the canker worm has eaten.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Come on,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I had somebody, tell me this week, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Help
him, somebody, Brother Jason, called me. God, I got to hold him this week. He's talking to him. And he said, Tom, he said, me and my wife has been talking. When all this is over, we're going to get back in church. We're going to go to church. Oh, my God, you're going to wait too late. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, you're going to wait too late. Hey, I'm telling you something. Jesus is getting ready to come back anytime. Every sign that he said was going to happen is happening. And massive, massive, amen. It's all happening, Brother Chuck.
Yes, God. Better be ready.
You better be ready.
Oh, God.
You better be ready. Now's no time. Now is no time to put it off.
No,
you're procrastinating. And I'm going to tell you, hey, everybody, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. We have every intent. I worked with a man one time. Amen. And he told me, he said, Tom, he said, I got some neighbors that live in a trailer next to me, and they adopted two or three kids. Amen. And he said, I invited them to church and talked to them about their soul. And he said, they told me, here's what the man told me. He said, as soon as this adoption goes through and everything settles down, I plan on taking them to church. It wasn't just a matter of a week or so. After that, their house trailer caught fire, and every one of them perished. Every one of them died. Every one of them waited too late. Hey, friend, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You got every intention to give back to God. You better make it tonight.
Yes.
You better make it right now.
Right now.
You better call upon God right now. Now, today's the day of salvation. You're going to wait too late.
Yes.
You're going to wait.
Help him, God.
Come on.
Help him, God.
Yes, Lord.
People's hearts are being stirred over this. God's using it for His glory.
Yes.
I can see the latter rain getting ready.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I can see the first rain, the earlier rain had already come, the day of Pentecost.
Right.
We're getting ready to go into Pentecost.
Getting ready to go.
Yes. 50 days after the Passover,
yeah.
We're getting the Jews will be getting ready to celebrate Pentecost.
Glory.
Amen. That first promise of the outpouring of the rain has come. The first rain came on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
When they was in the upper room. Amen. 50 days after Passover. 40 days after the resurrection.
Yes, Lord.
Mom.
So what's going to happen this coming Passover? I don't know. It's exciting, though. Because I see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
All the signs that Jesus said is happening.
Right.
From volcanoes to swarms of locusts to earthquakes to great floods, everything going on across this world, all at the same time.
Yeah,
we used to hear about it in just inclements, but now it's all at once. Now everything, this world's in travail, as Jesus said, like a woman giving birth. The pains are great now. We're in the last stages.
Right, yeah.
Jesus is even at the door.
At the door, the Lord.
Jesus is even at the door. I'm getting ready to close. Come on, give me a song there. I'm here to tell you that God can restore.
Yes, He can.
I want you to listen to this. Joel, in the second chapter, going over the second chapter real fast. I'm going to read you something. 12th and 13th verse. Joel 2, 12 and 13. Therefore also know, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments.
Yes, your heart.
And turn unto the Lord your God. For He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger,
yes,
and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil.
Yes, Lord. Wonderful. Yes, God. Oh, God.
He was calling to him then.
Calling to him.
To repent, because they was in the idol worship again by the time.
Rend your heart.
I got to tell you,
praise God.
America has seen so much idol worship. We worship sports.
Yeah.
We worship money. We worship entertainment.
Yeah.
And know this, about everything's coming to a halt.
Yes, it's all halted.
God's brought to a halt. As when the Philistines took the Ark of God and put it into the house of their god, Dagon. And the next day they found Dagon over on his face.
Yeah.
They set him up. They set him up. They do it again. They go in again. They find him on his face. They end up finding him with his head broken off.
Yeah.
Praise God, you can't stand against the God of Israel.
Right.
Against the God of heaven.
Woo.
You'll not stand. There's no idol God that can ever stand against him. You go ahead and worship those things and see if judgment doesn't come.
You're right, brother.
Yes, Lord.
We're there.
Oh, God.
We're there. Go on down. If you will, God says, if you repent, in the 25th verse, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, everything that Satan has eaten up in your life. God said, if you'll return unto me, I will restore it. I'll give it back unto you. I'll put the marriage back together, if that's what you want. I'll put, amen, come on now, I'll give you the healing that you need. I'll put your life back together. I'll give you that job that you need. I'll give, if you'll turn unto me, God said, I'll do everything that the cankerworm has eaten. I will restore.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to wait too late.
That's right, brother.
You're going to wait too late.
Don't wait too late.
You're going to wait too late.
Back
David says in Psalms 51, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
Yeah. Broken spirit.
A broken and a contrite heart, O God,
God,
thou wilt not despise. Listen, the media is saying that internet searches. They've never seen such an all-time high. People searching for God, faith, Bible, fear, and anxiety. People's fearing what's coming upon. Jesus himself said that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear for what's coming up on the earth.
Right, right.
Aren't you glad you don't have to fear? Aren't you glad that you got the peace, the Prince of Peace in your heart? Aren't you glad you got the peace of God in your heart that you don't have to fear? No matter what comes upon this world, Brother Jason, we don't have to fear. The Lord is with us. Friend, don't wait too late. Go ahead. Listen. If you're out there and you're listening to this, I'm telling you, God can restore. You said God can restore. He can give back. Amen.
Right.
And make it new. He said, I'll make it new again. But first, you've got to come into Him. We don't know. We don't know what this is going to bring. We don't know the outcome of all this. We don't know. Can I tell you something? Noah and his family in the ark did not know what to expect. They just know God said, get in. Get in the ark. And God closed the door and He sealed it, Brother Tommy. God said, get in. They didn't know. They didn't know what was going to happen. They just believed God. Noah believed God. He had faith in God. He trusted Him. And his whole family ended up being saved.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And the animals, they were smart enough to listen. Humanity on earth did not listen except Noah.
Right.
Noah was the only man to listen. And his family followed. Even the animals listened. You're right there, right now. God's dealing with your heart right now. You're saying, God, I have fallen. I have slipped. Can you forgive me? Can you make my life right again? A life can be made right again. God can restore. God can renew. He can make it all better again if you have trust, hope in Him. You walk away from God. You're slowly drifting. You're not even near as close. And this pandemic is quickening your heart. And God is using this to get a hold of your heart. You know it's true. You know it's true. You know God is stirring your heart. And if you was to fall on your knees right now and cry out to God. If you're driving down the road listening, pull your car over. If God's a dealing, you know if God's a dealing with your heart. Jesus is getting ready to come, and He's only coming after His church. Those that's blood bought, those that's been forgiven, those that repent. He's getting ready to come after His church. And then great tribulation is going to set in like they've never seen before. What we're seeing is just not even a drop in the bucket of what's going to take place in the tribulation. It's not a drop in the bucket. You say, this is bad. Yeah, this is bad. This is real bad. But we ain't seen nothing yet. I don't plan on being here during the tribulation. I plan on going back when the Lord comes. He's not ready to split the eastern sky. I plan on going back. I got loved ones. I got a mommy and daddy over there that I want to see again. I got some uncles over there that I want to see again. I got a grandparent over there I want to see again. And the only way I'll get to see them is if I stay in the ark of safety. If I stay in the blood, under the blood of Jesus. Isaiah says 44:3, for I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon the sea and my blessings upon the offering offsprings. You return to God, He can pour His blessings out on your kids. He'll bring them back if you trust Him. He'll save their souls. He'll deliver them. But He's calling you. He's calling you to make this person new. He wants you. Wherever you're at right now. I said, call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you come on home? Why don't you come on back home? I got saved at a young age. But in my walk with the Lord, and I'm not proud of this and I'm not bragging on it, I had walked away from God one time in my life. And I was the most miserable person that ever was. For a long time, God spoke to me. And He said, I have forgiven you. Go on, son. Go on. The Holy Ghost spoke that through somebody that had no idea. Brother Jason, and that was a few years after I had fallen and walked away from God, and I came back. And God picked me back up because I cried out unto Him from an honest heart. I fell and I cried and I poured my heart out to Him. And He heard my cry, Brother Tommy. And He's restored me. He's brought me back into the fold. And it's been many, many, many years now.
Yes.
And I'm still going on with God. Why don't you come on home to Him? Why don't you come on home? If you're in your car, if you're in your big truck going down the road, you know who I'm talking to. Pull that thing over off the road. Get it off the road. God's dealing with your heart right now. Get it off the road and call upon Him. He can save you. It doesn't matter where you're at. If you're in the darkest, deepest dungeon on this earth, He'll save you. He just wants you to call on Him. He said, I'll restore. I'll restore everything that the cankerworm has eaten. Everything that the locust has eaten. He's a restorer. Why don't you pray? Say, Lord, this is me. I know I've walked away from You. I know I've sinned. I know I've felt short. But if You'll forgive me, Lord, I will serve You in my whole heart. I want to make heaven my home. I want to make heaven my home. I want another chance, Lord. And Your word says that You would give me another chance. If I cried out from the depths of my heart, from the honesty of my heart, that You wouldn't deny me, Lord. So, Lord, if You'll forgive me, why don't You pray that prayer right there?
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. God's a dealing, God's a dealing. You abandoned the previous loyalty that you had to God. But God's saying, you know what? If you'll come back, I'll heal those backslidings.
Come on, brother.
He said in His word, He said, I will heal those backslidings. I will set you up again where you was. I will put you up higher than where you was if you'll seek my face. They said, I'll set you up, amen, and take care of you. If you'll trust in me. If you'll trust in me.
I know I'll never be.
Oh, I'd love to hear from somebody if God is dealing with your heart.
I know that I cannot do it.
What's your response? On Facebook or Marble Below. If you give your heart back to God.
Yes, Lord.
Let us know. Let us know. We'll pray with you. We'll have prayer with you. Oh, church, would you listen? Oh, friend, would you call upon God? He said, next time I'm going to destroy my body. Come on, sing it, sister, sing it. This could be the beginning of a great awakening. The greatest stirring, amen, in the church world that we have seen. For the latter rain, Brother Tommy, is coming. It's coming soon. It has to come before He comes back for His church. That latter rain, that outpouring of the Spirit, that's identical with your heart. And said, if you'll repent, I'll come and I'll save. Hey, I said, the outpouring of the Spirit is taking place. God's a dealing with hearts. He's a stirring. People's a looking. People's a searching. People's a asking. You're feeling the Holy Ghost deal with your heart right now. I'm telling you, God's a dealing with you right now. I can feel it in the Spirit. And He's beckon to me. Draw closer. Maybe you stand there, you've seen a better light. Maybe you said you've seen a better light. And you walk away. And after what? The way you were serving God. He's saying, come back. There is no better light but Him. There is no better light except for the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no better light than living a holy, righteous life for God. God's a stirring your heart. God's a stirring your heart.
To you.